Hello everyone, this is the CEO of God Given University Publishing LLC, and I'm coming on today for this Keep It Simple series episode entitled, How Bad Do You Want It? The moral of the story is this. With so many things going on in the world, from the border to people losing their lives in broad daylight, all the way up to fighting a foreign unknown enemy that has the entire world pretty much on lockdown. The reason for this episode being entitled How Bad Do You Want It is that's basically it. How bad do you want it? Despite what has been going on in society, you still have dreams, you still have goals, you still have things that you desire to accomplish and fulfill in this earth before you leave this planet. My question to you is, how bad do you want it? When I first began this Keep It Simple series episode podcast, I was merely an author. Insecure in some ways because individuals I may have looked up to, loved, admired, did not truly value my gift as I thought they should. But at the same time, I still had God-given dreams that would not let me sleep, that continued to allow me to pursue what was in me that I wanted to do. Something I've always wanted to do as a child, which was start my own publishing company. And guess what? I am the owner of my own publishing company, publishing select autobiographies and biographies, particularly zeroing in on men and encouraging them to write about their lives from childhood up, as long as there is a moral to the story for their publication. I said all of that to say this. How bad do you want it? I actually started this publishing company mid-pandemic, sometime around March. I want to say around sometime during the month of March is when it was launched. Along with that, a clothing line, God Given University Established 2020, was launched mid-pandemic. Songs, a copyright for them, and me actually producing a gospel worship CD will be released in a matter of weeks. And let's not forget audiobooks. Yes, I am involved in audiobooks, and I have recently launched the novelette audiobook of Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea with the subheader that apple does not fall far from the tree when you don't know your family's history. It is available on Audible and iTunes. My question to you, how bad do you want it? You're listening to a woman who is divorced, who was released from her job, fortunately, with pay, but I only found out on a week-to-week basis, who was getting her check garnished for student loans, and they took my federal tax refund, who got songs, a copyright on songs, ended up getting an LLC to start God Given University Publishing LLC, started working on her clothing line for God Given University Established 2020 on Zazzle.com, and then started interviewing narrators to narrate the books that I published and co-authored with my dad, and one was finally released over the weekend with 6 or 7 more to follow. How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to let go of Netflix? Do you want it bad enough to take a sabbatical from Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest without announcing to the world that you're going on sabbatical? How bad do you want it where you may have to cut that conversation a little bit short, get up a little bit earlier, stay up a little bit later for you to accomplish your goal? How bad do you want it? Enough with the excuses. Either you want it or you don't. I like what one famous speaker and writer and publicist said. They said, if you're afraid, do it afraid. People are always going to say have something to say. But did they publish a book? Did they start a publishing company? Did they start a clothing line? Are they producing their own gospel CD? Did they go back to school to get their doctorate? They always going to have something to say. And your goals may not be to that extent. You just may want to have a happy, peaceful existence on this planet. That is fine. But you still created to do something, even if it was to promote your artwork or your craft. How bad do you want it? Homework assignment. On a sheet of paper, or you could do it on your phone, however you want to do it. It's completely up to you. It does not have to be on a sheet of paper. Just draw a line on it down the middle, or you can just fold it in the middle. One side, you write down the things you've always dreamed of possibly doing. On the other side, write down what you're doing now. And someone may say, hey, Lalita, I always wanted to be an elementary school teacher, but look at what's going on. How in the world can I do that? Well, technically, you could still do it remote if you really wanted to. Age has nothing to do with it. You're never too old to go back to school. And they have so many programs out there to assist and help those who are seniors who want to go back to school. Someone may say, well, Lalita, I always wanted to be an astronaut or a fighter pilot, but you know, I can't do those things now. I always wanted to join the service. There are still some things you can do that's related to that area, even if you're not in a particular aircraft. Don't set limits on what you can do. Even if you're pouring into someone else who wants to do that, you're living vicariously through them. Don't put limits on it. How bad do you want it? I was in the third grade writing books, lied to my mother and said I needed an itty bitty teeny weeny, the cutest stapler you could ever see, because I lied to my mother and said I needed that stapler in order to staple my homework together when I really wanted it so I could write books. And that's exactly what I did. I wrote books when I was in the third grade. I passed it around in class. The title of my first book was, What Do You Do With a Noisy Class? Drew the pictures, had a storyline, a solution, and everything. And as I got a little older, I wrote books. And on the back of it, I'm like, if you enjoyed this book, you can purchase, you know, wait until this other book comes out when published. I was writing my own books in the third grade. That is something I just could not get away from. What is it that you enjoy doing that is legal? I gotta throw that in there because you have some people like, yeah, you know, I'm good at slinging rocks or whatever. That's a joke, but you get the point. The point is, and when I say a joke, you know, some people reference slinging a rock as for as basketball. It doesn't necessarily mean drugs, but you get the picture. All I'm saying is this, how bad do you want it? If you keep making excuses for not doing it, you don't want it bad enough. It's obviously something else. You want more than that. So, I already gave you your homework assignment. That concludes this Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, I have a God-Given University Publishing LLC platform on Instagram, on Facebook, and its own webpage, which is gguullc.wordpress.com. I also have my Facebook author page, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong. Last but not least, I have a personal webpage as a published author at lalitawilliams.com. If you would like to send an email, it's super simple. you would send an email to godgivenbooks@gmail.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real. And remember, how bad do you want it?